Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
A charismatic combination of charm, bravery, humor, and an ability to see beyond what was put in front of them. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this episode of our podcast. A little bit of a somber one today. We learned to take a minute and dedicate a short episode to Jimmy Cliff, the reggae icon who passed last week at the age of 81 years old. Jimmy Cliff was an incredibly influential figure in reggae music. He helped spread the music all across the world. He helped solidify the Jamaican community and artists that lived in London in the 1970s. He was an ambassador for the music, and he remained a creative force throughout his whole life. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness issued a statement after Cliff's passing and called Jimmy Cliff, quote, a true cultural giant, whose music carried the heart of our nation to the world. Jimmy Cliff told our story with honesty and soul. His music lifted people through hard times, inspired generations, and helped shape the global respect that Jamaican culture enjoys today. Jimmy Cliff was one of a handful of musicians to receive the Jamaican Order of Merit. I'd like to read to you now from an excellent obituary written by Ben Beaumont Thomas and published in The Guardian. It reads the following. Quote, Cliff was born in St. James, Jamaica in 1944, and his music career began in the early 1960s after he moved to the island's capital, Kingston, and began collaborating with producer Leslie Kong. Kong's family owned a record shop called Beverly's, and Cliff wrote a song name-checking it to help persuade Kong, who would go on to become a key producer in reggae, to work with him. He had a number of local hits and was selected as a Jamaican representative at the World's Fair Expo in New York in 1964. But his career really took off later that decade after he signed to Island Records. He was initially marketed to a rock crowd, hence such unusual songs as his cover of Whiter Shade of Pale. And Cliff found life in his new home of London alienating, later describing the city as, quote, a bitch. I experienced racism in a manner I had never experienced before, end quote. But the sparkling ska of 1969's Wonderful World, Beautiful People proved to be his breakthrough UK hit, reaching number 6 in the charts. Its message of hope and unity carried with it a rebuke of the current state of the world. In the song, it's described as cheating, backbiting, scandalizing, and hating. But that blend of beautiful music and socially conscious lyrics became a core part of Cliff's artistry. after that high, Cliff really began to go even higher with his career, and his career widened out even more. In 1970, he had a top 10 hit in the UK with a cover of Cat Stevens' Wild World. And that year, he also released a song called Vietnam, his own composition. And that paired infectious reggae with lyrics of protest. Bob Dylan later called it one of the greatest protest songs ever written. And Bob Dylan knows a thing or two about protest songs. In 1972, director Perry Henzel thought that Cliff would make a good actor and decided to hire him for the lead in a movie he was directing, eventually titled The Harder They Come. Cliff is outstanding in this movie, folks. It's a mesmerizing film. If you've never seen it, it's definitely worth a watch. It's definitely not a cinematic crystal clear jewel. It's definitely got really rough edges, and it's fairly lo-fi when you watch it in our time today. But Cliff is outstanding as the lead character, Ivanhoe Ivan Martin, who is someone who comes to Kingston, I should say, from the countryside, much like Cliff himself in real life, and then falls in with a dangerous crowd. Film critic Barbara Minnell wrote that it is, quote, possibly the most influential of Jamaican films and one of the most important films from the Caribbean. The film's soundtrack was enormously influential, spreading reggae across the world. The whole record from start to finish is just absolutely outstanding. I've played it many, many times, and Cliff's performances on the record are just top-notch, including one of my favorites and one of his best songs, I believe, a song called You Can Get It If You Really Want.
You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You'll succeed at last. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Persecution you must bear. You've got to get your share. Got your mind set on a dream. You can get it, no harder it may seem now. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You'll succeed at last. Position will come your way, but the hotter the battle you see, it's the sweeter the victory. Now you can get it if you really want. You can get
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely
really
fantastic song right there. Let's return to Ben Beaumont Thomas's piece in The Guardian. Quote, Cliff continued to tour and release albums in the 1970s, and he had high-profile appearances in the U.S., such as a performance on Saturday Night Live. He took some time away from music in the mid to late 70s, traveling to Africa to reconnect with his ancestral roots and converting to Islam. His 1978 album, Give Thanks, marked his return to music and was partly inspired by those travels. Bruce Springsteen championed Cliff's song Trapped by playing it on tour in the early 1980s, and a live version appeared on the massive selling charity album We Are the World. I have to say, folks, that Springsteen was the reason I got into Jimmy Cliff. I was not very much into any other kind of music than rock and roll at a certain point in the early 1980s, and I was slowly starting to get there. But I had a bootleg cassette that some of my Springsteen-loving friends had passed to me in around 1983 or early 84, somewhere in there. And on it was a song called Trapped. And the more I listened to it, I originally thought it was a Bruce Springsteen composition, but the more I listened to it, it became pretty apparent that musically and lyrically, this was not the type of song that Bruce Springsteen wrote. I was able to do some looking, some digging. I don't know how I did it back then. I must have gone to the phonolog at the at the record shop and looked up the song, but I eventually learned that it was recorded by Jimmy Cliff. From there, I began to get into Jimmy Cliff myself, so that started my journey. And so it's not necessarily how you get there, but it's just that you get there. Cliff continued to record throughout his whole life, in the 90s and beyond, and he was never one to shy away from trying something new or doing a collaboration. One of those includes a fantastic song Cliff recorded with Joe Strummer for the album Black Magic, which was released in 2004. And it ended up being one of Strummer's final performances, final recordings anyway. And I believe the story was that Strummer found out that Jimmy Cliff was recording somewhere that he was. I think it may have been in London. And Dave Stewart, that one, was producing the record. And Strummer talked to Dave Stewart and said, "Hey, man, I got these lyrics that I wrote that I think would sound really good if Jimmy Cliff sang them." And so Dave Stewart kind of introduced them, and they began to work on the song, and ended up being this fabulous collaboration called Over the Border.
They're shedding blood over the border, so who came first to these hills? Only the drums remember, 'cause the hand of the drummer was stilled. Oh, well, chaos and disorder always rang through these hills. Peace will be slaughtered by anger, and the blood of the lamb will be spilled.
Just love that song. Found it on a Strummer compilation one time, and just have always loved it since I heard it. I'd like to read you a quote from music journalist Lloyd Bradley, who came to know Cliff fairly well, and he summed him up this way. Quote, "A charismatic combination of charm, bravery, humor, and an ability to see beyond what was put in front of him." I would like to close our little tribute to Jimmy Cliff with this message that his wife Latifah Chambers posted on Instagram after Jimmy Cliff's passing. Quote, "It is with profound sadness that I share that my husband Jimmy Cliff has crossed over due to a seizure followed by pneumonia. I am thankful for his family, friends, fellow artists, and co-workers who have shared his journey with him. To all his fans around the world, please know that your support was his strength throughout his whole career. Jimmy, my darling, may you rest in peace. I will follow your wishes." The message was also signed by their children, Lilty and Aiken. And of course, we would like to add our deep condolences to that message and say to Jimmy Cliff, rest in power. Let's close now with Jimmy Cliff, "Many Rivers to Cross." And we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Many rivers to cross, but I can't seem to find my way over. Wandering, I am lost as I woman left and she didn't say why. Well, I guess I have to try. Many rivers to cross, but just where to begin? I'm playing for time. There'll be times
cheating, backbiting, scandalizing, and hating.